Yeah, it's interesting. We just had a day-long roundtable meeting entitled "Tissue Biomarkers in the Management of Breast Cancer," and I think that maybe we could probably do the same thing with lung cancer.
Right, it's time. In fact, it's already happening because look at some of the major cancer centers now with the science that they have there. And, you know, it's probably not that much more expensive to do 80 DNA sequencing tests as it is to do one or two. The two you would think of are KRAS and EGFR. So I can tell you that I know that many places are either doing these tests up front, and then, of course, there are questions regarding what sort of consent do you get to do that and what do you do with the information. Or I would at least suggest that DNA be saved so that at some point it could be looked at in the future as a research tool. But, you know, if you look at some of the drugs that we have, we're studying PDGF inhibitors in lung cancer. We know that there's a new, very rare, but a fusion between EMLA and ALK gene fusion that occurs in lung cancer. These are very rare events, but now there are some drugs that are active if patients have these particular mutations. We could start to think that we should start to test for some of these more rare mutations that occur in lung cancer, and probably centers will need to collaborate so that there's a network of trials available for these patients. Because even though it's a small percentage of patients, these are patients we can truly benefit. You know, if someone has an EGFR mutation right now, their chance of responding to an EGFR inhibitor is upwards of 80%. Now, within a year, they're very likely, if they're on erlotinib, to become resistant. But then there are many clinical trials with second and third generation EGFR inhibitors, so-called irreversible inhibitors, the inhibitors that work against the mutation known as T790M, which is a common resistance mutation to EGFR. These are rare events, but if you are testing in enough centers, you'll find these patients and you can help them. And even if you're only helping 5% of an original 15% of lung cancer patients, it still gets up there into a large number of patients, you know, on the order of some of the number of cases that we're dealing with in the heme malignancies, for example.